Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank You again today, Lord, for Your Word. Lord, we do love Your Word, and we thank You today for revelation of it. We ask You for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. I thank You for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been on a series on the broadcast that we're calling How to Experience Victory Over Your Adversary. Now, this will be the fifth and final teaching in this series. And I want to encourage you that if you've missed any of the teachings, you can go back to mam.tv. You can go back to YouTube or Facebook and you can catch up there. And also, we did a series that you can find on our website, mam.tv, called Resist the Devil. And in that series, we go into some deeper things than we can based on the time constraints of the broadcast. We did I think it was a 12 or 13 part series on resisting the devil. And I'd encourage you to go listen to that series and feed on that again, because we talk about some similar things in that teaching, and I know it will be a blessing to you. But friend, the more you learn and get rooted in the reality that you have to resist the devil, and the better you get at it, the more victory that you will enjoy over the enemy in your life. Praise the Lord. Now let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to look there again at verse 8. This has been our foundation text in this series. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." And so we've mentioned that even though Jesus has obtained the victory for us, that doesn't absolve us from having to do anything in our lives if we want to enjoy victory in this life over the devil. We have a part to play. He has obtained the victory for us, Jesus has, but if we want to experience victory in our lives, then we have to do what the Word tells us to do with the devil when he attacks. And in that verse, it tells us to resist him steadfast in the faith. James 4:7 said, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And then in Ephesians chapter 6, it told us to put on the whole armor of God and to stand against the wiles of the devil. And so we're told multiple times in the Scripture that we are to resist the devil. And resisting the devil is the only way to enjoy victory over him. If you want to see him flee from your life, then you have to resist him. And now we said it on the first broadcast, this is what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4 that the Apostle Paul didn't do in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. When the Apostle Paul was under attack, he begged God to do something about the devil. When Jesus was under attack, he addressed the devil with the Word. And because he did, he saw the devil flee from him. And friend, when we start to resist the devil the way Jesus did, we will enjoy the same victory over the devil that he did in his earthly life. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to go to Matthew chapter 4, and I don't want to spend any more time reviewing today because we have some things that I believe we need to get into on this final episode of the teaching. And in Matthew chapter 4, we're going to read quite a bit of this chapter here. And we're going to see exactly how Jesus resisted the devil. And watching how he resisted the devil, that will give you and I a template or an example of how we are to resist the devil. Now, before I do that, I want to just say this. As a believer, three of the most important things in your life that you could ever learn is, number one, your need to resist the devil. There are a lot of believers that aren't even aware of the reality that they need to resist the devil. They think everything's all up to God, And all they got to do is just ask God to do stuff, and he's going to do everything. And so they're not even aware of their need to resist the devil. And so number one, your need to resist the devil. Number two, what to resist. We talked about it last time on the broadcast. You and I need to be better about recognizing what is the devil. And then when we do recognize, hey, that's the devil, we need to get to resisting it. And then number three, third most important things you could ever learn as a believer is how to resist the devil. And so three of the most important things you could ever learn as a believer: your need to resist, what to resist, and how do I resist the devil? And that's what we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. How do you and I resist the devil? Well, in Matthew chapter 4, and let's just go ahead and read this here. In verse 3, it says this: when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then, verse 5, the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you shall dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Verse 8, again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, or get behind me, Satan. Get away from me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Now look at verse 11. Verse 11 says, then the devil leaveth him. And so, because the devil fled from Jesus, we know that whatever Jesus did in these verses in Matthew chapter 4, from verse 3 to verse 10, whatever is in those verses, that is resisting the devil. How do I know that? Because the only way to get rid of the devil, James 4, 7 says, we have to resist him and he will flee from us. And now in Matthew chapter 4, I'm watching the devil flee from Jesus in verse 11. So whatever Jesus did before verse 11 must be resisting the devil. And so here's what you have in Matthew chapter 4. You have a master class on resisting the devil. Verses 3 through 10 is a master class on resisting the devil. You have the best who has ever done it, doing it right here in these verses, showing you and I how to resist the devil. Praise God. And so this in Matthew chapter 4 is something that you want to pay attention to. And friend, you want to pay close attention to exactly what the master did. And then you want to do it to the best of your ability, exactly the way he did it. And if you do it the way he did it, if you resist the devil the way he resisted, then you will get the same results he got. You will see the devil flee from you. Praise God. Now, what we see in this chapter is we see Jesus use three different things in resisting the devil. And all three times when the devil came, you notice the devil came three times. All three times when the devil came, Jesus used all three of these things. We're going to talk about each of them on the broadcast today. And so Jesus used number one, the word, to resist the devil. Number two, Jesus used his words to resist the devil. And then number three, Jesus used his will to resist the devil. His words, and his will. All three of these were involved. All three times the devil came, and all three times he resisted the devil. The Word, His words, and His will. Praise God. And so number one, you and I need to resist the devil with the Word. Come on, say it with me, friend. I'm going to resist the devil with the Word. Ephesians 6, starting there in verse 10, and we won't read all of it today, but verse 10 through 14 is talking about us resisting the devil, standing against his attacks. Remember it said in verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, that you may be able to withstand or stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse 13 says that you be able to withstand or resist in the evil day. So this chapter is talking about resisting the devil. And then in verse 17, it says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So let me read you those verses together. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's resisting the devil. And then in verse 17, it says, take the sword of the Spirit. Take with the hand the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so when you're resisting the devil, you're supposed to have the Word of God in hand. You resist the devil with the Word in hand. Now, the Word of God is a very real sword, and it is the only offensive weapon we have, and it's how you and I get the devil to go the other way. Let me read that verse to you again. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Why do I use the Word in resisting the devil? Because that is what I'm going to beat the enemy back with. I'm going to beat him back with the sword. It's the only offensive weapon I have. All that other stuff is defensive. The helmet, the breastplate, the boots, the belt of truth that holds my weapons. All that stuff, none of that's offensive. But the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is an offensive weapon, and if you're going to get the devil to go the other direction, you got to have the Word of God in hand when you're resisting him. And it's why we heard the Master say all three times, it is written. He wasn't just saying words, he's swinging a sword and he's beating the devil back. And so the Bible is a very real sword. And you need to renew your mind to that very reality. This is a sword in the realm of the Spirit. This is a sword in the realm of the Spirit. If you got your Bible, if you're watching, you got your Bible with you, or if you don't, you can say this with me. Say it with me. Say, this is a sword in the realm of the Spirit. This is what I beat the enemy back with. This is what the Master beat the enemy back with. It's a sword. Now, many people, when they see the Bible, they see a theological book to be debated. Let's debate with others about what I think it's saying. They see it as a theological book to be discussed and studied and talked about it. Well, friends, you can debate men with it. I'm going to beat the devil with it. Praise God. I'm not interested in any debates or discussions. I'm interested in using this word and beating the devil back with it. And you and I are supposed to have this sword in hand when we are resisting the devil. Psalm 149:6 says, let the high praises of God be in the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hand. Song of Solomon 3:8 says this, they all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword upon his thigh because of the fear in the night. We have our sword ready, got the word ready. I got the word in my hand, ready to resist the devil. And so it is written, that's how you resist the devil. And many are not trained to fight like this. Many are not trained to go back at the devil and go, it's written. It is written. It is written. Sword in hand is how you beat him back. And so if you're battling sickness and disease, you say, it is written, Jesus has redeemed me from the curse of sickness and disease. It is written, Jesus has took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. It is written, my God is the God that healeth me. He has taken sickness and disease from the midst of... That's how you beat sickness and disease back. That's how you beat depression back. That's how you beat fear back. You find the verses that deal with that situation that you're facing, and you say, it is written. It is written. It is written. So number one, we use the word to resist the devil. Number two, we use our words to resist the devil. In Revelations 1:16, John is writing the book of Revelation, but he's seeing into the realm of the Spirit. And he wrote, this is what he saw. He said, out of his mouth, out of the Lord's mouth, went a sharp two-edged sword. Revelations 19:21 says, the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And so he's seeing into the realm of the Spirit, and he's seeing the Lord and seeing angels of the Lord. And what he's saying is, there's a sword coming out of their mouth. And so what that tells us is the way that we swing the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is we swing the sword by speaking the Word. The Word goes out of, the sword goes out of the mouth. The sword goes out of the mouth. The Word is the sword. The Word's going out of the mouth. That's how I swing it. And so to resist the devil, you have to use your own words. To resist the devil, you have to run your mouth. Praise God. A lot of us are good at running the mouth. Run your mouth at the devil with the Word of God in your mouth. And if you're not speaking, then you're not resisting. We fight with our words. We win with our words. And John, in writing that, he's seeing into the realm of the Spirit, and he's seeing a very real sword coming out of the words, out of the Lord's mouth. And friend, when you're saying to the devil, it is written, it is written, it is written, if you were to peer into the realm of the Spirit at that very moment, you would see the same sword coming out of your mouth that John saw when he was writing the book of Revelation, coming out of the Lord's mouth. It ain't a different sword, it's the same sword. And so when you're saying it is written, you're doing something in the realm of the Spirit, you're resisting the devil, you're pushing back against him, you're doing it with the Word, but you're doing it with your words. And here's the thing, friend, until you speak the Word of God out of your mouth, it remains a sheathed sword. And a sheathed sword is a sword that cannot produce victory over your adversary. And so one of the most dangerous things you can do when the enemy is attacking, are you listening, friend? One of the most dangerous things you can do when the enemy is attacking is be quiet and not say what the Word says. That is one of the most dangerous things you can do, because when you do, you just put the sword in the sheath, you just put it in the holster, and you're not using it. But when you say it is written, it comes out of your mouth as a sword, and you start to beat the devil back with it. Praise God. And so number two, you use your words to resist the devil. You use the Word, and you use your words, number two. And then number three, to resist the devil, you have to use your will. Your will. See, to resist means to push back against. To resist means to take a stand against. To resist means to not yield to. And so the opposite of resisting is just laying down, giving in, and taking it. That's the opposite of resisting. But resisting is, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to push back. I'm going to resist. I'm not just going to lay down. And friend, that decision is a decision that you make with your will. Your will is the faculty of the mind that you exercise when you are deciding to do or not do something. And see, in this verse, why didn't Jesus turn the rocks into bread? Why didn't he jump off the pinnacle of the temple? Why didn't he just bow down and worship the enemy? Why didn't he do that? Because he exercised his will and said, no, I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I'm not just going to yield. I'm going to resist. And so he used his will. In fact, in Isaiah 7:15, it says this about a prophetic word about Jesus, butter and honey shall he eat that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. See, Jesus didn't yield to the devil, and because he chose not to yield to the devil. And he resisted the devil because he chose to do it, and he had to exercise his will and choose to resist. And friend, that responsibility of choice falls on you. In Deuteronomy 30, the Lord talked about how I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. In Joshua 24:15, it says this, choose you this day whom you will serve. And so when you're under attack and being attacked by the devil, there's nothing comfortable about it. There's not. When thoughts are coming and feelings are coming and there's pressure on you financially or physically, or you know, you got a bad report or whatever it is, it's not comfortable on your flesh. And so at that point, you're going to have to exercise your will, and you're going to have to start making some decisions. I'm either going to lay down and quit and just let the devil run all over me, or I'm going to stand up and start resisting him and pushing back against him. And if you do resist, it'll be because you make the decision, I will never yield to the devil or anything he's trying to do in my life. I don't care if I'm drowning in despair and darkness and sorrow and bad circumstances and bad reports. I will never yield to him ever. How do you do that? You do that with your will. Isaiah chapter 50, I believe, it talks about how Jesus set his face like a rock. What does that mean? I will not give in. I will not yield. I will not bow. I will not just give place to the devil. I don't care if the symptoms are there. I don't care if the report is there. I don't care what the circumstances say, or if they're not changing, they are changing. I don't care about any of that. I will never yield to the enemy. You do that with your will. And you better have some will in you when you're talking about resisting the devil. You got to find the dog in you. You got to find the lion in you, the man on the inside, the spirit of you, the spirit of man on the inside, where the greater one dwells. You got to find the greater one on the inside of you. You got to bark back at the devil the way Jesus did. I mean, can't you imagine when he was out there in the wilderness and nothing's around? I just imagine when him saying, it is written, I just imagine that echoing across the countryside. Praise God. What's he saying? I'm not bowing to you today. And you do have to use your will when you're resisting the devil. Praise God. Now, a lot of people hear that and they think, well, you're just trying to do something in your own strength. Just because I'm exercising my will doesn't mean I'm doing it in my own strength. No, I'm relying on the strength of God to come flowing through me to enable me to exercise my will. I'm not relying on my own strength to get something done, but I do know I'm going to have to exercise my will and resist the devil. And so if you're just waiting on some great feeling before you're going to start exercising your will, that'll never come. And so just because you're exercising your will doesn't mean you're doing it in your own strength. No, I'm exercising my will by His grace and in His strength. Remember what Ephesians 6 said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and then resist the devil. And so it's His strength that I'm relying on and dependent on, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to have to resist the devil. I have to choose to resist. I have to exercise my will and choose to resist. And what you'll find is the strengthening and the quickening actually comes after you decide to resist the devil. That's when that strength will come to do it. And so you're not doing it in your own effort. You're not doing it in your own strength, but you do have to exercise your will. And so the three things Jesus used to resist the devil, friend, were the Word, His words, and His will. And if you're under attack today, or if you're facing a challenging situation where the enemy's trying to do something evil in your life, you'll have to use the same three things. You're going to have to use the word. You're going to have to start running your mouth. Praise God. Opening your mouth and saying what the word says. When you do, you swing the sword. And if you are going to resist the devil and not just lay down and let him run all over you, you're going to have to exercise your will to get that done and make the choice to do it. And friend, here's the good news. If you do resist him, you will enjoy victory over him. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for helping us to resist the devil just like Jesus did, to use your word, to use our words, and to exercise our will. And Father, we are fully expecting that as we do, resist the devil, using your word, using our words, and using our will, we fully expect to enjoy total victory over him in every area of our lives. He will flee from us. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for joining me for this series. I believe that this is one of the most powerful series that we've done on the broadcast. And so I want to encourage you. Don't just let this be something that you hear. Be a doer of what you heard on this series and in this series. Start standing against and resisting the devil. Stand against his attacks. Stand against his attacks in your marriage, in your mind, in your finances, in your body, with your kids and with your family. Stand against those attacks. Start to push back against the devil, against what he's doing in your life, and you will enjoy total victory over him. Praise God. Now, hey, don't forget to join us next time. We're going to have an all new teaching and it's going to be good. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.